What are we trying
to do? It seems to me that we're trying to do two things here. One is to have some people who don't have a lot of financial resources, give them a feeling of and an actual means to participate.
Right.
It seems also...
No, not a feeling.
And the message.
The other thing I want to say is if that's what we're trying to do, we want to include the people who said this year for the first time, gee, I really like this, but I don't have $25 right now. So, I mean, I don't want to say, you know, if you didn't contribute 2 years ago, we're going to exclude you. I want the people that contributed this year for the first time to be included here. I think that's important. I think that as a person who used to work with databases and figured out ways to select people, a double selection may be problematic. It's going to be a lot easier for Terry to go through and say anybody who contributed less than $25 last year, that's going to be an easy selection.
That's true.
And this is what Eva asked us for. I think she's probably got a pretty good idea that this could that
she can
do.
That's not what Eva asked for. She wanted to do it over a much longer period of time. Just to clarify that. But anyway, I got what you're saying.
Okay, Jim.
Okay. Can we cut the chase here? How about this for a compromise? All right. Let's strike the on-air broadcast. Okay. All right, and since this came right out of Jan's own mouth, how about this? One time a $5 minimum in the last 5 years, and this policy will be on a one-year contingency basis to be reviewed next year.
Okay.
Okay? Does that please everybody?
No.
Nobody can get everything. You got
$5 5 years ago when Mark Shubb was manager.
Yeah, right.
You're a member, but if you gave $50 a year ago.
But Madeline and Roger, who both work the databases, say it's going to be a bitch to go back more than 5 years.
What? You're voting against it. You're voting against that.
I see. Okay, fine. Okay.
No, I'm willing to go with 1 year. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm saying I'm not going to go with 1 year.
Where were you at?
Leslie.
And then you.
Given that our membership here for voting purposes is September 1st, October 31st, I suggest we use that for this database. That's our membership year for voting purposes.
No, but that means that somebody can send in $5 today?
No. September 1st to
July 31st.
All right.
I know, but I'm just saying so that nobody can say, oh boy.
Okay, wait a minute. September 1st to July 31st.
Of what year?
2003 to 2004. That's our vote. That's our database of members who get to vote. Let's keep it the same to see where we're going.
Israel.
We're flailing around here without enough information as to what can be done, what needs to be done, and not for going to know everything 100%, but we can know a hell of a lot more, so we have parameters that make sense to have a discussion.
I think we're right close to it.
I think we are.
Let her reiterate, because people did not understand today.
I think we took over steps. All you're doing is making a proposal to the national board that KPFK in Los Angeles is willing to make a fee waiver based on, I believe, what is the current membership of those people who could not afford more but were willing to do it. Later, you're getting the technical details of how you let them know and what they have to do, which is to write a letter saying, I cannot afford to pay any more than X amount of dollars, I am not able to volunteer. Period. That's all they have to do.
And people will have to open it also.
I don't know if what she said is correct.
It's really cool. You'll make a proposal today, and we're just second.
Where's your information from?
From the elections director. She could not stay. She quoted it to me.
But I'm not upset because this is some reason I'm saying we're flailing around here. This is not a way to have a rational discussion. Even if it's life or death tomorrow, we need to do it in a different way. And I don't see it as life or death tomorrow.
Madeline is next. No, David is next. Sorry.
I just think maybe what we should do is recess till a week today. So I mean, if it's time sensitive, but I happen to agree with Israel. I do not have a sense of what the hell is happening, and we are shifting fast. The proposals are keep changing, and I am perfectly willing to come to another meeting. We can do it tomorrow if you want. But I, right now, like Margo said this, but I don't know from my own direct, I'm getting different stories from different people, and I'm not comfortable voting on anything. So let's call a meeting when we're still in time to do something on it, but we can get the information.
Madeline? Okay. Oh, all right. So we have to call a meeting and get a quorum and then vote. But in the spirit of what David said, I don't think we should be dictating something to the station. I mean, I think we should come up with some of our concerns and ideas and even have a meeting with Eva. But not try to dictate a fee waiver policy with all the questions and concerns. But I don't know. You were recording everything, so
I do have the recording.
With all the suggestions, I don't think we should pass anything demanding in any way, but we should just have our suggestions and then decide what to do with them.
You know, being that it's so late and we've gone, I think we've had a fruitful discussion. Can we just do a little, do you mind if we just do a little straw poll who would like to just table this?
Well, wait, I have an alternative proposal.
Okay.
If what Margo says is true, what if we indicated to the National Election Supervisor that we have an interest in developing a policy, that we will pass that policy at our next meeting? If that's all we're required to do, then that starts the process, and we define it when we have more information.
Can we have order from the audience,
okay,
please?
Okay.
I can't recognize anybody who's not on the audience.
There's one more on the pile, and that's it.
Okay. Leslie?
I think we're actually very close to consensus here on something. I think we could make a recommendation to the National Board at this point around a policy that I believe Niall has read to you, that we move that in light of the spirit of inclusiveness of all peoples, the LSB moves to waive membership fees for those listeners who cannot meet the 3-hour volunteer requirement or $25 fee, but have contributed less than $25 in the period between September 1st and July 31st for the upcoming election.
2004.
Doesn't say anything about having to send out a mailing or get a response back from it. Doesn't say anything about...
If she's right, all we need to do then I say let's get consensus on that and go that far. We can deal with the rest of it, as you say, in 2 days.
Okay. And I think it's very important at least to put in there that we send letters to membership, and it is not going to be announced on the air, so it's
fine.
Right. Very clear that that's part of the...
And send letters to qualified sponsors.
Now, the question that I have, yes, and that in, for the 2005 election and forward, new discussion will be...
Absolutely.
But put that in there.
That's already in there. Only.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, so wait a second. We're still working on Terry's motion, substitute motion. Okay?
No, we're working on Jim's substitute motion right now.
Oh, Jim's substitute.
Yeah.
We're working on Jim's substitute motion.
I substituted
Jim.
One.
Okay, but...
Which
okay,
she's...
I see. Okay,
that's
Jim's
a substitute of Jim.
Which
she changed a little bit.
Do you have Jim's substitute motion?
No, well, whatever she wrote, I think what she said is a variation of what
he
said.
Do we have to move, or can we just recommend?
Okay.
So I have a point of information.
I'm not going to move.
So your motion would only go back 1 year?
Go back 1 year, the same as the membership rolls for regular members, yes. Our current regular members have to have given money in the since.
Oh, I know what my question
September
is. What if they've come to an event and donate? I'm just this is
Dan,
important.
Don't do this to us.
There's no records of that.
Yes. Yes, there are.
If there are records, then they qualify.
No, there's no cash. They just give us money. Cash.
Credit card.
Well, sometimes there's credit cards.
But what he did was cash.
That's a nightmare, Jen.
Yeah.
Okay,
Terry, if we consider Leslie's substitute motion, Jim's substitute motion, your substitute motion, can we start with her written statement and vote on that?
Yeah, I think if that passes, that
that supersedes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, is there anyone else on the stack?
No.
Okay, read
it. I think it's something a little similar. I thought I'd stop.
Read it.
Officialize the spirit of inclusiveness of all people. LSB moves to waive membership fees for those listeners who cannot meet the 3-hour volunteer requirement or the $25 fee but have contributed some money in the period.
So at least
$5. Okay, has contributed $5, at least $5, in the period from September 1, 2003 to July 31, 2004, for the upcoming August 3rd election deadline.
August 31st
election deadline.
August 31st, 2004
election deadline.
Our record date.
Yes, that is our record date.
It's not election deadline, it's a record
date. Okay, that is a record date.
Hold on, let me finish.
Yeah, everybody asks me questions.
No, keep reading.
Okay. And that this will be the policy for the upcoming year, and that letters will only, and that letters will be sent to qualified sponsors, and no mention of this will be made on air.
Okay, I have.
Upcoming year only.
For the upcoming year
only.
Year only.
Only. Got it.
Yes.
Your point of information.
I agree with Terry. I don't understand that date of August 31st.
Record date. Record date is a better word.
What's a record date?
That's the national date by which you have to be a member in order to have the power to vote.
But it's not election. Has anything to do with election?
For the upcoming record date, is that acceptable?
Terry.
The upcoming record date.
David, Terry.
That would work.
Madeline is next.
Of August 31st.
Can we somehow say that this is the motion that we all agree upon without... You know, I'm just concerned. Can we say this is the motion that we agree upon?
That's what happens
when
you vote.
No, what Madeline is trying to differentiate is between
the body.
Here, and then we go forward to bring it to the board.
But it's not a mandate.
Okay. For the few of us that met after the meeting when this is the first time we discussed.
Okay, David.
Not after the meeting.
The bylaws apparently say that Margot is incorrect, that it's not the election coordinator's responsibility, that the LSC can grant waivers on a case-by-case basis. So that means that, to my understanding, we are not waiving that. We still have to go through on a case-by-case basis.
To be reviewed on a case-by-case basis.
We cannot give a blanket authorization to
the conditions of selection are the review of the case-by-case basis.
Wow.
In other words, if you choose...
And I just want to reemphasize that the fact that that bit of information comes at this point in the discussion is another sign that we have a problem behaving in this way on a complex matter on which a lot is riding. And I would argue that anybody who would come to us and say you have to act at this point should have organized a motion ahead of time, should have transmitted information
copies.
To us, should have done all the rest
I've
of it, and we are not, we are not, and we are, we have not received, I have not received any briefing on this issue.
Okay,
who's next on the set?
I can't read my writing.
I'm there somewhere.
Somebody's before Israel. Okay, Israel, go ahead.
Question, what is there some reason?
Oh, Terry, I'm sorry.
Terry, go.
I'd like language in there so that we don't send a mail, or we don't recommend sending a mailing to current subscribers.
Yes, and it says contributed at least $5. All right,
and you are not.
who cannot meet the three-hour volunteer requirement and or $25 fee, but have contributed at least $5 in the period.
But not more than $25.
Well, cannot meet the $25 requirement.
I think that says it.
Cannot meet the three-hour $25 requirement. And I've added the phrase subject to review on a case-by-case basis. So if that becomes an issue, it's in there.
Oh.
Israel?
Yeah, why is $5 okay, but not 1 hour okay? Just raising that question.
Okay,
sure.
Okay,
well, I'm raising that question.
I don't think we have records of people who contribute to us.
But you get my point, though.
We have records.
I'll be brief. Let me finish. And the other thing is, why objection to putting this on the air?
Brown Honda or Brown Toyota?
I want to withdraw my comments because I understand, Leslie, what you're saying is that old business thing that said fee waiver, that was this.
That's where this is.
Then I withdraw my earlier comments about that it should have been put forward. With my apologies.
Point of personal privilege?
Go ahead.
Is there anybody here who knows how to lock up this building? If not, we need to, you know, make provisions because these people who are over there seem to all be leaving. And I don't know. I'm just saying we need to deal with that.
We have a motion. I suggest that.
Why don't we take a straw vote?
We talked it to death now. Why don't we come to a vote?
Let's take a vote.
Don't you tempt current subscribers to come in just at a lower rate?
No, because the deadline is September 31st, 2004, according to Jen.
What?
No, July 31st.
July 31st.
It has to mean, in other words, it's done.
It's over.
You can't do
your buns right.
Okay, I got you.
Is it okay if we take a vote on this motion? Can you please read it again so we're all very clear? Everybody listen.
Move that in light of the spirit of inclusiveness of all peoples, the LSB moves to waive membership fees for those listeners who cannot meet the three-hour volunteer requirement and or $25 fee. No, that's just and $25 fee, but have contributed at least $5 in the period from September 1st, 2003 to July 31st, 2004 for the upcoming record date of August 31st, 2004 deadline for the upcoming year only.
Upcoming year 2004 elections.
Upcoming year 2004 elections only. And that letters be sent to qualified sponsors, and no mention will be made of this on the air, and it will be subject to review on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. All right.
Now, are we voting as, like, this is what we...
Can you say no announcement will be made on the air as opposed to no mention?
Announcement?
David? Okay.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Let's clarify this. Are you willing to put... and the top of this motion, that this is an advisory motion.
I'd like to vote it up or down first, and if that fails,
okay,
I think we can go back to Madeline's recommendation.
All right. So let's vote on this motion. Let's end the discussion now. We've discussed it enough. Leslie's motion. Roll call
Everybody's
vote.
Motion.
Let's
not call it Leslie.
Roll call vote.
Where's Terry?
He's here.
This body has ever gotten.
Small part of the body.
Small part of the body.
Any sort of the minor organs.
Grace Aaron.
I can't vote.
All right. David Adelson.
Come back to me, please.
Passes.
Because I don't understand it quite. I don't want to understand.
I think
Jim, yes. Now, Albertani?
She left.
Israel Hoyer?
Abstain.
Abstain. Dan Goodman?
Wait, hold on one second. I have to count how many people are here.
I think it's
9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Yes.
And yes. Gary Goodman, yes.
There are 9.
Halloran?
Yes.
Yes. Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Yes. Madeline Schwab?
Abstain.
Karen Weil?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. John White is gone.
Can you read it again, please? Sorry.
Move that in light of the spirit of inclusiveness of all people, the LSB moves...
Loudly, so I can hear it.
Move to waive membership fees for those Muslims who cannot meet the 3-hour volunteer requirement and $25 fee requirement, but have contributed at least $5 in the period from September 1st, 2003 to July 31st, 2004 for the upcoming record date of August 31st, 2004 deadline for the upcoming 2004 election year only, and that letters be sent to qualified sponsors, and that no announcement will be made of this on air, and it will be subject to review on a case-by-case basis.
I would be willing to vote for this if it's changed to not moves that they be whatever the first sentence said, but rather considered, and then the case-by-case basis. I would vote on that. On this, I will abstain. I would vote yes.
Say that again.
Read me again your first sentence.
It's actually not...
Okay, wait a second. Let's finish the vote.
The vote is finished.
And go ahead.
Yes. Three extensions.
Okay, so it doesn't pass because we would need 7.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But you are coming back today. He didn't vote.
Right.
Okay, so now,
but he said he would abstain.
Okay, no, he didn't.
Chris,
he said he was coming back.
You can vote, Chris.
You can vote, Chris.
If your vote changes the outcome, no.
That's not true.
If her vote changes the outcome, no. If it changes the outcome,
yeah. So he can vote.
It would.
So if you vote yes, then it's passed.
I prefer that it's advisory.
Okay.
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 So it's advisory based on the ability of the management to fulfill it.
All right, and that is the only advisory qualification that management agrees it can do this.
No. What I would like to see is that the things that moves that they shall be granted a waiver to, moves that they shall be considered for a waiver, and then I'm in favor.
Okay, moves to consider.
And I moves to be considered for that they would be eligible for a waiver, and I will vote yes on that.
That's what you want. Eligible.
Read me the sentence you've read.
Moves in the light of the spirit of inclusiveness of all peoples, the LSB moves to waive membership fees
okay.
for those waivers.
Moves.
To consider to waive?
No. Moves that listeners who have blah 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 shall be eligible for a waiver.
To be considered for a fee.
No, shall be eligible.
What he said was exactly what he should be eligible for a waiver.
Hold on, it's a bit redundant.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. It doesn't change my vote. I still I agree,
but I say that it needs to be advisory based on the ability of management to...
No, but saying it's eligible just means they're eligible. So.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I'll vote for that.
It passed. Okay, it passed.
Okay.
Good.
What? Now, what passed?
It passed at that point.
We have to have a roll vote now.
No, you said to come back to you. We had 6 votes.
No, but we can't
right,
change a motion while we're voting.
No, we already voted.
Okay, let's vote.
That Robert's rule. Come on.
Let's do it. So read the motion.
The spirit of inclusiveness of all people, the LSB moves that membership fees for those Muslims
Now,
those listeners who have donated.
Yes, those listeners who cannot meet the 3-hour volunteer requirement and $25 fee requirement, but have contributed at least $5 in the period from September 1st, 2003 to July 31st, 2004 for the upcoming record date of August 31st election deadline shall be eligible for a waiver for the upcoming year 2004 election only, and that letters be sent to qualified sponsors, and no announcement will be made of this on the air, and that this is subject to review on a case-by-case basis.
By whom?
Okay.
Dave Abelson. Aye.
Figure it out.
Jim DiGenio.
Aye.
Israel Foyer.
Abstain.
Why are you going to ask
him?
Dan Goodman.
Aye.
Dan, aye. Terry Goodman.
Yes.
Jane Halloran.
Yes.
Yes. Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Yes. Madeline Schwab.
Yes.
Yes. Harrison Weil.
Yes.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 yes, 1 abstain. Eight yes,
1
abstain.
Motion. Wow. Excellent. Congratulations to all of us. I knew we adjourned this meeting, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, no. Adjourn till when?
Adjourn. Yeah, we already have a meeting called for August 15th, I believe.
Right. But so we have to say the motion is adjourned till the 15th.
The meeting.
Because that's not a new meeting. That's a continuation of this meeting.
All right. Movement to adjourn to August 15th. I second it.
All in favor? May I request? Who do I request that I be excused from that meeting because I will be here before 9:00?